Okay, good Erev Shabbos again. So Shvi, which is very brief, it's just the Maftir of Ekev, begins with the reiteration of Avas Hashem and Zveikos Bashem. We had it earlier in the parsha. Es Hashem Elokecha Tirah Ve'Oso Savod Uvo Sidvach Uvishmo Tishaveya. As Chazal famously stated over there, Uvishmo Tishaveya Mishvacham Kol Amidos Halalu. So there, right, Zveikos Bashem is linked to Yirah Shemayim, and here we have a fascinating complementary pasuk. As pursuant or a corollary to Avas Hashem. So you have this fascinating duality in, you know, Parshas Ekev of Yirah Shemayim and Avas Hashem, both leading to Dveikus Hashem, which Unkos translates the Iskarva L'dachilte. Dachilte usually being the term that Unklus associates with Yiras Hashem, so kind of a feedback loop for Unklus, right, that, you know, Yiras Shemayim leads to greater Yiras Shemayim, or in this case, Avas Hashem leads to greater Yiras Hashem. So shades of the Rambam, in terms of his famous integration of the mitzvahs of Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, Ayin Sham, Hilchos Yisodei Torah, Perek Beis, Halachos, Aleph, and Beis. In any event, you know, Chazal, you know, asked the famous question, Hashem Lekacha Ish Ochlahu, how exactly we achieve Dveikus Bashem? Rashi quotes that here from the Sifrei and from the Gemara as well, you know, which is, Elohi Davik B'Tamidei Chachamim, U Mala Ani Alecha Ki Ilu Nidbeka Bo. And that's, if you look at the Rambam and say for Mitzvot, the Mitzvah Vav, the Rambam paskins that way. Kedei Lilmod Mima'aseihem, the Rambam says, that's the nature of the mitzvah of Dveikus Bashem. And again, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, the Gemara Pesachim, you know, the Rabbo is Talmidei Chachamim, but in particular, Rashi notes on that Gemara Pesachim, Mo Rabcha Kemor Shamayim, that it's really a din in one's Rebbe Muvhak. The Ramban here, though, goes in a different direction, in a particularly beautiful one. There are two deos in the Ramban. The first one is where, you know, the Ramban basically says it's kind of an Isser HaSeh, if you will, that it's part of Azhara Savodazara, Vakavana Lahazir Shlo Yabod Hashem Zula. So Hashem Levado Yabod Belibo Vimasav. So that's kind of on the low sase side, and it's me Azhara Savodazara Shlo Tiparid Makshavaso Min Hashem El Elohim Acherim. And then the Ramban goes off in a different direction, and again, it's very reminiscent of Lashonos that we've seen in the Ramban of late. V'itachin shetichlo dveiko lomar shetia zocher Hashem ve'avaso tamid lo tipared machshavas chamimenu belech chavaderech v'shach bechav kumecha. He's obviously, you know, working off of Kriyat Shema here. Ad yudvarav v'mnei adam b'fiv uvilashono. So he's interacting with human beings as if, you know, things are normal, quote unquote. V'libo einenu yimohem aval hu lifnei Hashem. Shivisi Hashem. The negdi samid kimi mini balemod, kind of that kind of an image here of somebody who's constantly bifnei Hashem, you know, even though he's interacting with the world. V'itachin ba'anshi amalaso shetia nafshem gam v'chayehem tzrua b'tzorah chayim gam him ba'atzmen mo'un l'shnina kasher ramaz bal sefer akuzari, etc., etc. It's interesting that Sforno, who so often picks up on the Ramban's approach, here, quotes, as you would expect, you komasechem mechubanim lasos ritzono, kamro bechol drachacha do'ehu, quoting the pasuk that the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Deos in Perek Gimel, when he, in fact, describes this kind of a persona. Somebody is bein b'shivto, bein b'kumo, l'shonos of the Rambam there, again, highlighting, just like the Ramban here, you know, the Avas Hashem of Kriyat Shema, v'avta Hashem b'kecha b'chol v'avcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol modecha, leading to Vishnats of Nachu, the Baratuba, Mishivtacha, Vesecha, Lechcha, Vaderech, Vishachtacha, Uvkumecha. So, you know, a parsha that we started out by describing, Parsha Sekev, as the Parsha Vikare Hamuna, the Sodos Hamuna, concludes with sort of the telos of it all. What does it really mean, Ledav Kabo? So it's almost the end point of Avodas Hashem, I would say. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, they both lead there. We have two different sukkim. As Hashem Elokecha, Sira, Voso, Savod, Uvo Sidbak Uvishmo Tishaveya, and then here we have, you know, Lavas Hashem Elokecha Melechas Bechol Drachav Ludav Kavo, right? The end point of all of Avodas Hashem is a state of just being in His presence, and Avas Hashem is necessary to get there, and Yiras Hashem is necessary to get there. Chazal's question is a very good one. What does it mean? You know, Halo Hashem Elokecha Eish Ochlahu. So of course we have, you know, what Rashi says here, Hidavik b'talmidei chachamim. But the Ramban's answer is really the ultimate answer, and it's also the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, What we mean is not, chalila in the physical sense of the term, lodav kavo, but a kind of a constant awareness that the litmus test of the outer boundary, if you will, of avodas Hashem is the capacity to be constantly immersed in it. As Ramban says, pi v'libo b'nei adam, v'hu einenu sham, is a particularly extreme formulation, I think, in some sense, right? It's almost like the person is going through the motions of life. I in some sense, prefer the Rambam's idea that if your kavana is v'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim, which we just quoted from the Sforno as well, that you don't have to be, distracted or fragmented in terms of your attention, but your maso matan and all of your other human interactions are, b'chavana l'shem shamayim. So then that becomes a kind of a dveikos experience. Be that as it may, is a constant awareness of the divine. So again, to conclude with these beautiful and stirring words of the Ramban, v'yitachen shetichol adveiko lomar shetizokher Hashem, v'yavaso tamid lo tipared makshevascha mimenu b'lechtecha v'derecho v'shachvecha uvkumecha. Right? The sense of utter cleaving to Hashem, of zikaron, of Hashem, of avas Hashem, which leads to, I think, the end point of all of religious experience, a sense of dveikos ba'Hashem tamid.